This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mama said it went awesome. You know, just being with my guys. I pretty much say that every year, but it's the truth. You know, just being with my teammates, man, and just getting ready for this ride. I believe it's going to be a great year this year.
That's Lamar Jackson after the first training camp practice of 2025. If memory serves, other than mandatory minicamp, we didn't see much of Lamar this offseason, and why should we? But he's happy to be back on the football field at training camp 2025.
Yeah, I mean, look, I put no limitations on this young man. He's already done things that we didn't think were feasible or really possible, and he started to do it with regularity. And I would argue that he comes into this year with as more creature comforts or more sort of hand in glove, more like fewer unknowns than ever. Right? I mean, does Ronnie Stanley stay healthy at left tackle? But I mean, how many teams could you say that about, you know, a left tackle who's closer to the end than the beginning? Like, I mean, the guard stop, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're talking about interchangeable.
It's a guard
stuff.
Jason.
It's a guard. Exactly.
You hate guards.
It does.
I mean, there's not even the whole idea of how much do they have to cater to Derrick Henry, or can Henry run in the gun, and do they have to be under center all the time? Like, even that stuff is, I mean, will he ever connect with Rashad Bateman? Like, there's, I mean,
that's
you can go back to any given year and there you could ask some at least somewhat pointed macro level questions about Lamar and the offense. I mean, I guess you could still, but anybody who's really paying attention wouldn't.
He's coming off a season in which he had one of the best years that a QB has ever had in NFL history. He's returning pretty much the entire offense last year. He's returning Todd Monken, which we did not envision being the case, especially towards the end of last year. Yeah, he's got to be comfortable and ready to go.
By the way, on cue, according to our friend Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun, he just hit Rashad Bateman for a 60-yard touchdown.
There you
60
go.
Yard
come on,
dime.
Jason.
Stop. 60,
come
just
on.
A beautiful huh? throw.
Do we still have that? This is an inside access special report.
Hey, it's in there. As it goes, Bateman cooked Nate Wiggins on that.
But as the crow flies?
Yes, and a beautiful pass from one Lamar means, Demetrius Jackson.
I'm waiting for crow works. Well, I'm waiting for what was it? Adafe Oweh's a menace.
Yeah.
Not in pads.
Yeah, he's a menace. Hey, you want to hear more from Lamar?
Yeah, I want to hear less about Oweh and more about Lamar.
Lamar Jackson was asked about it. Does he have a more open-minded approach to practice as a veteran?
I mean, I try to, like, Coach Monk probably get on me a little bit because he be wanting me to throw the ball certain places. But I'm like, sometimes in the game, it might not happen the way, you know, it is in practice. So I pretty much just try to hit passes that I normally might not get in the game, looks I might not get in the game. And I try everything. And then sometimes Coach let me get away with it. Sometimes he gonna coach me.
So, Monk gets in his grill a little bit. Got to keep him focused at practice.
I mean, but that's where they are. That's what they've reached, the level of elevation with this offense that, I mean, it's not really about implementation anymore, installation. It's about trying things that are like cherry on the top that you hope might help you win a big time football game somewhere down the line. It is about experimentation and deviation. And I mean, what, 2 years ago it was about Lamar's going to be empowered like he never was before, yeah. right? He took that to heart. And then, again, last year was about the adaptability of the run game, which turned out it took him about, I don't know, 10 quarters of football, tops, to sort that out. And now, yeah, it really is just about this. Not that you take it for granted, and there is always the obvious tuning up part of this, but, like, what can he see at practice, new wrinkles, things he can try, things he can dabble with that might manifest themselves in a critical moment in one of these football games?
Yeah, it's about finding those new wrinkles in year three under Monk, because it's going to be really hard to top what they did last year. And how many segments have we done this offseason just trying to nitpick, okay, where can they get better? Penalties were mm-hmm. a major issue for them last year. And the fourth down conversion yep. rate. Besides that, they were near the top in everything.
When you're number one in yards per play on first down, second down, and third down,
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You're not too shabby.
That is pretty impressive. More from Lamar Jackson. How was his first practice with Jair Alexander since their college days?
I tried him out the other day. I tried to get him on a fade route with D-Hawk. We was a little bit out of bounds. We was out of bounds a little, but he's still that guy. Jair's still that guy, man.
Jair Alexander made an impression day one, and these guys have known each other for a long time.
Look, he it's being looked at in Green Bay as addition by subtraction, and I get it, because even when a player is extremely talented, when you get into one of these situations where it dominates the entire offseason, and when's he going to be traded, or is he just going to be cut? And
it's part can of that, they the figure salary.
Out
the salary?
Yeah, can they figure out this salary, and does he really still want to be there anymore? And are there hard feelings between him and the team because it took this long to get sorted out, and he figures he's just going to get cut in the end anyway? Like, sometimes you just have to move on. And you don't know what that outcome's going to be until the other guy goes somewhere else and shows what he can do. But, like, I mean, it's not a lot of money. So, I mean, that tells me that everybody was sort of
yeah.
kind of like thinking league-wide that maybe the Packers know something we don't, because you always need corners. And he's 28. He's not 33. And when he has played, he still played at a quality level. He just hasn't been able to avoid injury. And yet the Ravens were able to get him when they got him for what they got him for. So it might be. I don't think he's going to come in here and have the kind of issues he had there off the field in terms of clashing with management and the coaching staff, et cetera. But is there something going on with his body? Is he breaking down? I don't know.
He played seven games last year, seven games in 2023, and four games in 2021. That's going to scare off any team. But given the price point, given the fact that it's a one-year deal, and you're a team that is trying to win a Super Bowl,
oh, yeah.
that's a flyer you're going to take.
Super Bowl or bust.
I didn't want to use that.
Super Bowl or bust.
I didn't want to use that terminology.
It's true.
Yeah, absolutely true.
It's true.
Harps is ultra-focused on the word boss, but that's where they are.
Yeah, well, heavy is the head that wears the crown or something like that.
Yes, that is true. That's from Lombardi Leviticus. Yeah, that was written.
59-59.
Yes. Cut 16, Beltway Ben. Lamar Jackson talks about the relationship he's built with Todd Monken.
Yeah, pretty much know what Coach thinks. And like I just said earlier, you know, I pretty much try different things. So he gonna coach me, you know. He want me to do certain things, what he has designed. Just got to follow suit. And it's pretty good, you know. Just pick it back off of each other. It's great. It's great to do.
Hey, we talked about this yesterday. Monk's been really good for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, it's been amazing. And yeah, I mean, there are guardrails, though. I'm not sure we talk about Lamar being empowered and having a strong voice in this offense through the week and on game day and at the line of scrimmage and in the huddle and getting in and out of things and trusting what he sees and what he senses. But there are also guardrails there, and I think that's kind of what he's speaking to. Like, this isn't like Aaron Rodgers and, you know, Nathaniel Hackett or whatever that was with the Jets last year, where, like, you look up at the end of the year and the New York Jets ran the ball 17 times fewer than any team in the NFL, and you're like, how the hell is that? But the quarterback stunk. He didn't want to get hit. You know what I mean? The defense was still third in the league in yards per play. How are they throwing the ball more than anybody in the world? No guardrails.
You're saying it's not Big Ben drawing plays in the dirt.
Oh, those were
like
good
that,
times. Remember? The mythology.
Yeah. Trying to get Todd Haley fired or whoever he was on then. Yeah, no, it's not that.
One more from Lamar Jackson. Beltway, Ben, cut 19. Lamar Jackson not reaching his ceiling yet at 28.
I'm only 28. I'm really just getting started for real.
For real, for real.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Like sure. I said, do not put limitations on him because he'll probably just shatter him.
Coming up next week.
Tyler O'Neill's still stuck on 11 RBIs there, in case you were wondering.
Got
the
a hold of one, hit it to the left center, but it was caught. Yeah, not quite. He had warning track power.
Look, there's
warning
enough people. Power, yeah. There's enough people doing that.
Come on,
you don't
being
need,
facetious.
You don't need to join in the fun. I'm just, there's things you're facetious about, and then there's Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, well,
Paul Bunyan's Paul Bunyan.
He grew. He got one, just got knocked down by the wind. It's a windy day in Cleveland. You know, sometimes that happens. But coming up next, we stick with football, Northern Exposure, and the kickers in this division, how do we stack them? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We are definitely in this together. But I told Dan to stay the hell away from me. Man, I got 300-pounders shaking me and stuff. Dan Morgan shakes me after that one game. He said, I didn't know you were so light. I said, what the hell you think I do? I ain't lifting weights, 300 pounds. I ain't you. Stay the hell away from me. Okay, just crazy things like that. And it's been fun from that. But they beat the hell out of me that day, man. I'm sore. I didn't even play. I'm probably going to be the first coach you see on the sideline in a shoulder pad and helmet.
Danny Smith Steelers.
I love Danny Smith.
Chewing a lot of gum, I'm sure. Guy works himself through some bubble gum during a game. But
he's got the best special teams in this division.
Yeah, he's got
probably the best special teams in the AFC.
Chris Boswell had a hell of a year last year. And with that in mind, how are we looking at stacking the kickers in this division?
Yeah, I mean, look, we talked a lot about the Ravens special teams and some of their deficiencies and how that can be the difference in a season ending prior to most would like it. Whether that's Super Bowl or bust or not, guess that's open to determination. I think the Steelers have the best special teams in this division. They've now established that for several years. They've been sort of on the come. And yeah, I think Boswell's uniquely equipped for this division. First of all, where he kicks might be the toughest place to kick in the division, and he's mastered it, and it's still difficult for most people coming through there. McPherson does a nice job for Cincinnati, for sure, but I don't think he's as established as Boswell. I would give Boswell the nod. And then, look, Dustin Hopkins has made a lot of money in this division, too, kicking, but he had a horrible year last year to the point where some are wondering if he's even going to keep his job. So, you know, I think Steelers 1, Cincinnati 2. I guess I put Cleveland 3, but to me, it's the teams that have them, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, and the teams that hope they have them, Cleveland and Baltimore.
Yeah, those are clearly the top two, and I'm with you on Boswell. He's got a much bigger body of work than McPherson, and McPherson took a step back last year after his first three seasons where he was very consistent, but the Ravens, it's just such an unknown, guys, when you have a rookie kicker until they are in those kind of big-time spots and come through in those moments to instill confidence in John Harbaugh, you just don't know. It's a huge question mark.
Yeah, Ravens have to be fourth in this because the other three teams have veterans who have had success in this league, and we don't know who the hell the Ravens kicker is going to be. We expect it to be Tyler Loop, but if the other kid ends up winning the job, are we going to be shocked? Hoyland?
Nothing which I have, like, I don't have expectations. This is sort of uncharted territory, and they're going to have contingency plans ready if necessary. They're going to be privy to things with, like, the mental makeup and what it's like in the building. And they're going to have a read on him that we're, again, only going to be able to judge so much from practices and preseason games and how many opportunities even happen in preseason games. And Gigi had an interesting point last week. Like, do they jerry rig it a little bit in these preseason games to make sure there's opportunity?
Like, do you stall a drive on purpose so we can see a kid make a kick?
I think why not, guys? And I just wonder if both these guys have uneven preseasons and let's just say Looper wins, how short is that leash?
Well, that's the thing. It's a long season, and like,
it's a long season, but we know how difficult their start of their schedule is.
Yeah.
You're playing in Buffalo, in Arrowhead, two of the first 4 weeks.
Yeah, like, I don't know that he gets 6 weeks to sort it out.
How soon are you on the phone?
It's got to be more than a couple of games. I think, again, that's why I go back to, like, Kukinis and their pro scouting department, which also, in a situation like this, it's going to be also Randy Brown and those guys, the coaching staff having a big say in it. But, like, what's on the street? What do they see that's on the street that, like, they're going to be paying attention to guys who don't make other teams, right? Guys who lose kicking competition somewhere else, but maybe the guy he lost it to, it wasn't really a competition. He had no chance to unseat that guy, but we think that guy might be better than Looper 2 weeks from now.
Remember, the last time they had uncertainty at the kicking position, I think, was when Steven Hauschka was the kicker, and then he missed that field goal in Minnesota, and Billy Cundiff ended up becoming the kicker of this team and was good until he wasn't. But I feel like that's where we are, where you've got this uncertainty. If he costs them a game, Jason, we're going to see on the wire that they've got veteran kickers.
I mean,
kickers.
A game? I mean, everybody has a bad game. Like, no, but there's got to be some conviction in it.
Yeah.
Like, if he looks the part through the summer and in the preseason games, I think you got to, like, he misses a kick at Arrowhead and he's gone? Like,
five of their first six games are against playoff teams last year. Five of their first six. So, now, the other factor to this is, if there is uncertainty there, how much more aggressive is John Harbaugh going to be on fourth down? And maybe you just take it out of his hands or feet, I should say, the kicker, and you're just more aggressive offensively. That could possibly come into play as well, but this isn't a soft opening to the schedule, and you don't want to dig yourself into a big hole.
Well, I think you should be leaning into your offense. I mean, your offense is the strength of the team. They're far and away. We've attacked this so many different ways. Where do you have the most questions? Where from the outside would they most need to add if they could or wanted to spend more? Rank the position groups from first to worst. Like, no, it all comes up offense. So they should be leaning into that. Fourth down should be in play, like, more than it was last year.
Might be the best offense in football.
But, like, I think there's got to be more invested in this, that, like, okay, the first two games don't look great, we're going to cut them.
I don't think it's going to be two games, but maybe a month, maybe the first month.
I mean, maybe it's, yeah, I think 4 to 6, like.
I personally think.
And maybe they think they could keep him on the practice squad and then build him up on the fly, and we bring in a veteran, and we ride him till he's hot, but he's probably not going to be hot forever, otherwise he wouldn't be on the street. Like, there's just so much variance in the kicking markets. Like, you know, we've seen guys come out of nowhere in a lot of places.
Yeah.
And we've seen teams draft kickers fairly high, like even the third round, and they're gone by the middle of the season.
Like, well, who was Harrison Butker before he became Harrison Butker? Like, that, it's funny how that works in the kicking business. Like, the guys all of a sudden, heck, the kid, the Cowboys kicker,
yeah,
Brandon Aubrey, yeah. They got him out of the what's that damn league? The world, the UFL, and same with the kid Bates in Detroit.
Bobby D tells the story. He plucked Robbie Gould off somebody's back in the World League of American Football, off somebody else's World League roster, and he ends up kicking for the Bears in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Brandon Aubrey might be the best kicker in the damn league, and he was in that league. It just they Cowboys don't do a lot right, but they found that guy.
Yeah, so it is uncharted territory. But again, if you're looking for ways to tip the pendulum in a different direction other than the Ravens, you know, and we're looking at position groups, or we're looking at, you know, phases of the game. To me, Pittsburgh special teams are on a different plane than everybody else in this division right now.
Danny Smith will be chewing that gum. How much gum do you think he goes through a game?
I'll text him and find out.
Yeah, can we get an answer on that?
I mean, right now they're in the strobe, so, like, yeah. But they,
like most teams, practice in the morning, so he's probably done.
Yeah. But there's meetings and stuff.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
Yeah. Just give us a ball. Just ask for a ballpark. How much gum he goes through during a football game. Hey, coming up next, it's six-pack time. Six-pack today. Training camp is here. Six bold predictions just from training camp. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You're on the Fan. It is Six Pack time, and Six Pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief in the Good Feet at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. A Six Pack of bold predictions from training camp and Beltway Ben. Let's get started.
Number six.
So there's something that happens every training camp, and that is the fan base gets irrationally attached to somebody who has zero chance to make the team. I'm going to go with Dayton Wade this training camp. A backup wide receiver will become the darling of training camp for this fan base.
I'm in a similar vein at five. Six, and I know that these are bold predictions for the summer, and this isn't the boldest, but I think it's going to happen. I think David Ajabo is traded before the second preseason game for next to nothing. For a sixth-round pick or less.
I have a different David Ajabo take, but that's interesting.
Number five.
There will be workout warriors and guys who flash and play the best football, maybe of their professional lives in a lot of cases. And on a roster as robust as this, they don't crack it. And this guy doesn't fall into that category. But I do think playing time in the regular season is still going to be injury-dependent. But I could see Devontez Welker having a big offseason and him connecting with Cooper Rush and looking good when he does get a chance to run with the ones with Lamar in practices and showing up big in some of these preseason games. But that wide receiver room is more crowded than it's probably ever been.
The other thing that fans become irrational about are the name players that the Ravens acquire. And I think Jair Alexander and DeAndre Hopkins will have the fan base salivating, as they already have after only one day.
Number four,
Tyler Loop wins the job, but that'll be announced before training camp even ends. Like before, and when is official, but like before the preseason, they will announce Tyler Loop wins this kicking job.
Interesting. I've got a Looper sort of combo platter much higher. Cooper Rush, I think, I could see him struggling in these preseason games. Like, he's only been in one place. This is new for him. All eyes are kind of going to be on him. I could see him throwing more interceptions than touchdowns in the preseason games, but it not mattering at all. And if called upon, I think he'll be a more than competent backup. But I do think this is going to be a little different for him.
I'm going to go Jason. We know that Eric DaCosta loves to pull off some of those cheeky trades, like David Ajabo and a sixth-round pick for your fifth-round pick.
Yeah,
I could definitely see that. And I think the Devontez Walker hype train was starting to build during OTAs and minicamp.
We're doing the six-pack of training camp bold predictions. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Talked about reunions, and what potential's out there and what might happen and when might it happen. And we've talked a lot about Clowney, but I just wonder about Clowney's price point. I say Matt Judon is here before roster cutdowns.
My three is new number, new Trenton Simpson, and they're already hyping him up, but I think in part because of the new coach as well, I think Trenton Simpson looks more like an NFL football player than he did a year ago.
Number two,
my David Ajabo take, I think he's going to make it a tough decision on them. I think he's going to look like a football player. Now, granted, it's training camp, but I think David Ajabo is going to make things very hard on the Ravens on whether or not they cut him, they trade him, etc.
We shall see. Maybe this should be one because it deals with the most significant issues facing this franchise right now. I think Isaiah Likely will get an extension before the season starts, but I don't think Lamar Jackson or Kyle Hamilton are, and it sets the stage for what I think will be one of the more frenetic Januaries from an off the field standpoint that we've seen in a long time. And maybe it's February if they make the Super Bowl that all this comes to a head. But I think trying to get Kyle Hamilton done while Lamar is counting $80 million against your cap is going to be – Sashi's going to earn that paycheck.
Yeah. Much different tone than the little easy different. Offseason.
Be a little different. And that's also why, corollary to this, I still think they could ship – this is not in the summer, so it doesn't really count. But like, if they see that train coming down the track, I just wonder if they move some salary now and maybe an Andrews is gone by the deadline and you save a few. I think they're going to be in every nickel counts mode.
Every dime counts. EDC.
I think Big Looper's going to be just fine and certainly good enough to go into the regular season as their kicker. Again, for how long, I can't make a proclamation there. But someone other than Jordan Stout is their week one punter.
Oh, wow. That is bold. That is bold.
You can't have uncertainty at both. If he's not looking good in the summer and you know he's not worth a second contract, you could find somebody on the street who's got a comparable, and I would say in many cases, probably better body of work than Jordan Stout.
Wow. My number one, Keaton Mitchell, hot girl summer. He's back. He looks like the old Keaton Mitchell before the injury, and everybody is fired up to see that.
Yeah, you lost me at one. I just look, should it happen? Maybe, but I would be pretty surprised if Jordan Stout is not the.
I don't even see you. I'm just looking straight. I'm looking at my protege, Beltway Ben. Oh, I see right through the emptiness of your skull, and I see right.
Stop.
I lock eyes with my guy, Beltway Ben.
Yeah, yeah. And you
let's get it started with Jason and Ben, not Bone. No, let's get it started with Jason and Ben, not Bone.
Remember, you were giving him a bunch of crap during Ken's honeymoon, saying, "Oh, I never win any of the six packs."
I have to spread when Gigi's not here. I have to spread things around. Yeah. But this six pack thing is so rigged. It's a joke. It's
whatever, man.
A joke. That's fine.
I feel like he wins more than I do.
No, it's not with Bone.
You went rogue at that one.
How'd I go rogue? How's that rogue?
You think he's going to cut a fourth round pick at
3 years in? Who's not going to be here next year? Who's coming off two terrible seasons?
Jason, for the record, I was impressed with your one. Because it's bold predictions.
It is bold.
I was bold.
I'll give him that.
I
was giving you a lot of credit.
If it happens, I await your apology. If it happens, you're going to write me a scripted apology in a TMI.
I will 100% do that.
Speaking of TMI, by the way, Orioles.
Now they won't do it despite me.
Yeah, Orioles lead the Guardians 4-3 heading to the bottom of the ninth. But. Coming up next is T-Bone time. TMI with TAM. What you got?
7 days away from MLB's trade deadline. So let's get one last peek in. Some stocks up, stocks down. A lot of stocks down in terms of trade candidates for the Orioles. Is anyone else up outside of Ramon Laureano? We'll get into it next on The Fan.
Before we get to Bone, 410-583-1057. You can win two tickets to see Quiet Riot at the Horseshoe Casino. 410-583-1057. You got to be 21 years old to get in. And I think it's August 1st. But 410-583-1057. Tickets to see Quiet Riot. Birds win. Time for Bunk.
Come on, feel the noise, Jason.
Yes. Girls rock your boys.
I don't know how many. I don't know. Like, I guess one original member still constitutes you can.
It's like when the Four Tops were touring and there was like nobody in the Four Tops still. Like, it's, I guess.
You got Rudy Sarzo.
Yeah, I like him.
Well, hell of a bassist.
Hopefully this Orioles.
Real animal lover, too.
Yeah.
We love animals here.
Yeah. We do. We're a big animal.
We all love animals.
Pro animal.
Well, we hope this Orioles team looks a heck of a lot different 7 days from now. Trade deadline, July 31st at 4 o'clock. And the Orioles lost arguably their biggest trade ship in Felix Bautista, who has been placed on the IL due to a shoulder injury, set to undergo an MRI. Do I think that Mike Elias would have ultimately traded Felix Bautista? No, but a team maybe could have blown him over like the Rays did with the compensatory pick for Brian Baker. But looking at guys in the past month, so going back to June 24th, who's trending up, who's trending down? Well, obviously, Ramon Laureano is the hottest of their trade candidates. He's got a 939 OPS in this 23 game stretch now, including today, the 5 home runs, 13 extra base hits, 21 RBIs. I just think that it has to be done. And Jason, you mentioned it too. Like, yes, the club option is affordable. Yes, that makes it even more attractive to a possible buyer. And you're selling him at his highest point. He has not performed at this level for this long of a time in a while. I know at the end of the year last year, but for up to this point, it just hasn't happened. The odds of him keeping this up, especially going into 2026, are just kind of slim. And then you look at the other position players that the O's have. Mullins has been really rough, and it's been really rough. Mm-hmm. You can go back to May, but going back for till June 24th in this exercise, Jason, he's got a 256 on base. That is rough.
Well, the part I love about this is the baseball gods collapsed their season at the beginning so they could get ahead of everyone and sell high on people. And their response to that was 6 to 8 weeks of utter pablum, both in the inactivity and stasis that always sort of grinds them to a halt, both verbally and in the actual trade markets. Like, it's not like they had a hot start and then started to tail off and it's like, well, what was real? What was real? You've sucked since June 20th of last year, and you were the biggest flop in baseball heading into Memorial Day, so much so that your skipper didn't make it. And your response to that was to sell high on no one.
Didn't sell anybody until Brian Baker, like...
They didn't even sell high on him.
And Ryan O'Hearn, who started the All-Star game, past month, 23 games, 696 OPS.
It was going to happen. He wasn't going to stay at 940 all year.
So, you know, Mullins and O'Hearn, you're selling long, but they're expiring contracts, so you're just going to deal them. And really, a lot of this deadline, it's almost looking more like salary dumps and just freeing up spots for other guys down on the farm or on the roster, maybe a Kobe Mayo. And Gregory Soto, Sir Anthony Dominguez entering today, past month, they both had an ERA of 4, but their whips, that's what's going to scare teams. The 1.44 whip for Dominguez, 1.68 whip for Soto. Soto did close out today's game, though. Someone that kind of surprised me where he's at, and I'm sure the inherited runners might be an issue, Kittredge has been pretty solid over the past month. 14 innings, just 2 walks. He's got the best whip on the team in that span at a 0.79, which surprised me.
I want more Martin Selby, and who was the other guy?
Selby.
Who was the third guy that pitched the other night?
Corbin Martin.
No, I said Martin Selby, and who was the third guy?
Oh, you're saying as two different people. Yeah. I thought you were saying that. I thought you were
No.
Conflating them. The Wolfman.
Yeah, and the Wolfman. Yeah, those three guys give me the 2018 flashbacks. We need more of that.
Morton today, you have to be encouraged there. Six and two-thirds, 3 earned runs, but heading into today, last month, 4 starts, and granted, it was 1 blow-up start, but a 5.40 ERA. Sugano is completely lost cause at this point. It's going to be a lot of lottery ticket, guys. It's not.
You're not getting anything for Andrew Kittredge. I'm just letting you know. Like, that's.
But that's what I'm saying.
Him straight up, you're getting an 18-year-old who signed for less than $100,000 2 years ago somewhere.
But who is that guy on this list that you're going to get a legit return for? That's kind of my point. All these guys heading into the deadline.
Package Laureano with Kittredge. Give me something.
I mean, that's still not getting you much, bro. Yeah, like, it's...
And that's why Felix was that card which could have brought you back a haul, but now that's out the window.
Yeah, and if they had a real front office, they'd have known exactly what they could have got for Felix Bautista from every contender a month ago, and then again 3 weeks ago, and then again 2 weeks ago, and they would be working those channels constantly. But they by their own admission, were not.
No, and now the inactivity is going to lead to...
Costly again.
Yeah, what we think is going to be a lift-off.
Lift-off.
I don't know if it's lift-off.
Lift-off, Bone, it's lift-off. Trust me.
That was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Almost 3 years ago to the day, because it was right after the trade deadline.
Here's what I know. They won today, Bone.
They did. That is lift-off.
Day games. Charlie Morton, only four walks.
Only
four. Gave up two bombs to Stephen Kwan. Other than that, pretty good.
He'll probably make another start.
Yeah.
No. July 31st. He's only got one more before then.
He's got a week.
Yeah.
Here's what I know. They won today and floppy hats tomorrow. And the Cowser section.
Is that debuting tomorrow?
I would think. I think so. You think so? So got a lot of positives in Birdland right now. Nothing to see here. Don't worry about the fact that they're 11 games under 500. Actually, 12. Sorry.
Even with the win?
Yeah, because they were 44. Yeah.
Fun times.
Yeah. So.
It's a good operation.
Yeah,
Smooth sailing.
Things are going well
Talent
in Birdland.
Pipeline.
Yes. Hey, they signed Slater to Braun.
Good for them.
Paid him $4 million. Got that kid done. He's in the fold.
37th
that
overall
pick. That was for Brian
pick.
Baker.
That's the
maker.
Rapper.
That was
difference
for Brian
maker.
Baker.
Oh,
he's the
I'm
rapper.
Aware. I'm aware.
He's in the fold. They got all 10 picks signed. Top 10 picks.
Who's going to make it out of Aberdeen first? Him or Vance Honeycutt?
Him.
Lil Slay?
I think Lil Slay.
Might be Lil Slay.
Lil Slay will be getting multi-hit games and doing post-game performances. And Vance Honeycutt.
Well, I say Aberdeen, I mean Frederick.
It's Frederick, yeah. Because Vance ain't leaving Aberdeen this year, and next year mm-hmm. they'll be in Frederick.
Yeah.
Coming up next, man, oh man. I just saw Lucy Burge tweet that she needs the trade deadline to be today because she can't take any more of this. I want to know what this is. DraftKings Lucy Burge joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.